But now, let's talk about comedian Alison Larkin. She suddenly lost her love of her life. She had a rather unusual reaction when that happened. She decided to write a one-man comedy show. The result has been this poignant, hilarious show called Grief, a Comedy. When I caught up with Alison earlier, she told me that the show was inspired in large part by her dear friend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Who else?
Well, I met Archbishop Desmond Tutu about 15 years ago because a friend of mine called Karen Hayes was making a documentary about him, and she invited me to meet him at this very fancy restaurant in New York. And Tutu's sitting at the end of the table, and then there's these two very impressive young men and Karen, and I'm right at the end feeling very, very awkward. When suddenly he says to the two impressive young men, "I didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize to listen to you two going on and on about how great you are because you think I might be able to help your careers," while you completely ignore that young woman at the end of the table. "Alison, tell us about you." And I told him that I was adopted. I came to America to find my birth mother, who was in Tennessee. It turned me into a stand-up comic, and that now I do voices for a living. And he said, "Did you have a good adoption?" And I said, "I got lucky. Then again, if I'd been adopted by Mia Farrow today, I could be married to Woody Allen." And Tutu cracked up, and then he invited me to join their party for 2 days. And when he found out that I could do Margaret Thatcher, he insisted on sitting opposite me at every meal, and we would have political conversations with me as Margaret Thatcher and him as Desmond Tutu, which of course he was. And then at one point, we just really clicked. And at one point, he got very serious and he said he wasn't sure why, but he wanted me to remember something. And it was this. He said, "Remember, Alison, I can't control what happens to me, but I can control how I respond to it." So flip forward 15 years. I met the love of my life and fell madly in love for the first time in my 50s with an Indian climate scientist who had also immigrated to America 30 years earlier. And we had it was the real thing. I had avoided love my whole life up until then. And then I found it. And then a year and a half into our relationship, 5 days after we decided to get married, he died. And it was during the pandemic. It was in August 2020. And I was on my own with the cat and the dog and the memories. And I grieved very deeply. And then I heard Beamer, my fiance's voice in my head, saying, "It's time to get in the best physical shape of your life." And I started to emerge, and I started to exercise, and I started to suddenly the grief, once the numbness had gone, turned into something else. And I found that I was feeling more alive than I'd ever felt before. And I didn't understand it because I was expecting despair, and instead I was finding this desire to live and connect and be really, really alive. So I kept remembering what Tutu had said to me. "I can't control what happens to me, but I can control how I respond to it." And our mutual friend said, "Why don't you write to him and tell him what happened?" And I did. He wrote back right away. And he said, "First of all, Alison, I want you to know that I've asked God to find you another soulmate. And she said she is on the case. But first, you must return to the stage, return to comedy." Because I'd quit it all. I fled Hollywood when I found out what Los Angeles was like. And he said, "And this is a story that needs to be told because most people would condemn themselves to a life of despair, and it will bring hope." The reason I wrote it was because I wanted to say, don't waste your time, because it could all be gone tomorrow. I mean, what do you think happens after you die?
You know, I don't know. I think you probably, in my mind, I've always thought you live on as long as people remember you, talk about you. So the idea of you doesn't immediately go away. I don't know what happens to you as a person. I have no idea. But again, what's fascinating about your show, it's called Grief, a Comedy, by the way, and people should definitely flock out and see it when you're out on tour. What's fascinating is that we spend so much time and so much has been written about dating, running a business, sleeping, eating, every aspect of life you can imagine. Someone has written tens and, well, lots of people have written tens. There's instruction manuals, there's advice. But about grieving and death, very little.
Well,
very little.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And you're right. But to me, I mean, it's really, this is a show about love. Mm-hmm. It's a love story. And isn't grief the other side of love? I mean, when we love somebody very, very deeply, I believe, when they die, that a part of who they were becomes a part of who we are now. And so, yeah, people are frightened of it. And we're all experiencing it every day. You grieve when you lose somebody. You grieve when you get divorced. You grieve when a child goes off to college. You know, there's grief and then there's renewal. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is a subject that I think we all need to connect on. But yeah, but the show is very much a love story. And I really want to know what people think about what happens afterwards, because audience members and I are talking. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, look, did you feel a connection with your loved one after they died? And people are saying, oh, yes. Oh, yes, my husband, Wilf, died 4 years ago and I still lay a place for him at dinner and we have a right old chat. And I'm going, yes, exactly. And so there's a sort of connection that is hard to explain and define, but I'm certainly finding that and a lot of the audience members are finding that. And what you just said about, you know, remembering, it's, I mean, memory, I mean, what is it? I mean, that's a kind of connection, isn't it?
Yeah.
And people, I believe the body dies, but the essence of who they are stays right there in whatever form. And that is fascinating to me. I know nothing about it. I've never read a book on it or anything, but there is something wonderful about love, that the body dies, but the love stays. I don't think love goes anywhere once you've had it.
Did you ask your friend, the Archbishop, what he thinks when people die?
I did. Well, you know what he thinks. He thinks they go to heaven if they're good and hell if they're not. And he also wouldn't want to be part of a heaven that wouldn't allow gay people, for example. So he was pretty radical and interesting. I didn't, because he died in 21. But I did try and ask him, you know, what this was. And he didn't fully answer my question, but he was talking about joy and the essence of joy and finding joy in the midst of suffering. And I think that's something that we have a choice about. I think every day we can choose what we focus on, what we think about. And if our heads are full of what's going on in the news, my God, we're going to be depressed. But say we turn our attention to great spiritual leaders like Archbishop Desmond Tutu or the Dalai Lama or whoever, and listen to the wisdom, then that will fill us. And so I think there was something in his message about that. And I think perhaps I took that in.
It sounds like it. And it sounds like you truly sort of took away some valuable lessons, some words of wisdom, which is just so, so fortunate to be able to do that with someone that you got to know.
And then I also wanted to say to people, don't waste your time. Mm. Don't waste your time on anything that doesn't matter, because it could all be gone tomorrow. And that's the gift that comes with losing somebody you love very much, very quickly. You suddenly go, well, actually, it could be gone tomorrow. So how do I want to spend today?
Alison, such a great pleasure to speak to you. We could have spent a whole hour talking about so much more. Grief, a Comedy, you're going on a huge tour. Where can people find you and book tickets and also get advanced copies of your book when they come and see you?
Well, yeah, the only way they can get an advanced copy is to come to a show at the moment. But okay, go to alisonlarkin.com with one L in Alison. Otherwise, you get a lady who does tapestry in Nebraska. And And all the tour dates are on there. And I'm just so excited about coming back to the UK again after 30 years and going all over England with this. And I can't wait to meet people after the shows.
Alison, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that was my conversation with comedian Alison Larkin, who's heading out on tour with her show, Grief, a Comedy.